So my name is Micheline Mamoni, and I'm the Provincial Coordinator for Human Wildlife Management.
Okay, good. Now I want to talk about aggressive bears. There are reports of at least one in Iroquois Falls, and I don't know how reliable the information is because it's from Facebook, but somebody said that this bear that's roaming around a residential area actually attacked or moved on a person walking their dog the other night. This is an unusual time of year for bears to be foraging for stuff and to be aggressive, is it not?
So actually, interestingly, this time of year is sort of the last hurrah for bears, last chance they have to fatten up before they head into their dens for a long winter sleep. So we often do have reports of bears that are traveling widely this time of year, looking for that last little bits of food. And in their travels, if they're living near residential areas and they can find things like apple trees, like accessible garbage, like pet food left outside, then they will take advantage of those things. So it's really, really important, especially when we live in communities that are surrounded by bear habitat, that we manage all of these attractants on our property. So if we have apple trees, we want to be picking up all the ripe fruit off the ground, picking the ripe fruit off of the branches, and disposing of it somewhere where the bears are not going to be able to access it. With our garbage, we often have food waste in our garbage. And so it's very, very important to make sure that the bears don't have the ability to access that. So storing it in a well-built garage or bear-resistant container is, generally speaking, the best way to avoid bears visiting your property.
They
Because if
have
bears
really good
can't.
noses, right? They have really good noses.
Bears have an amazing sense of smell. So we often quote, it's seven times better than a bloodhound dog. If we look at the biology of a bear, like they have an amazing nose that just it's filled with scent receptors that are able to pick up on food miles away. So bears use their nose to find food and then travel to that location. They're also really, really smart and have an excellent memory. So if bears can find food at a location, they'll often return to that location in search of more food.
Do they get aggressive this time of year usually?
So the aggressiveness, that's interesting. And often, what I've noticed is that bear behavior, it's not very well understood. So in the case where someone has claimed that a bear might have been aggressive, their actions can seem aggressive, but often what they're trying to tell us is to back off and give them more space. So, for instance, if people are walking their dogs off leash and a dog goes and chases a bear and harasses that bear might turn around and then chase the dog because it considers that dog a threat. Now, oftentimes, what happens when something happens to your dog when you're out on a walk is the dog immediately comes back to you. And so we really recommend if you are walking your dog in bear country to keep your doggo on a leash so that they can't go off and potentially bring a bear back to you. So what I would say is if bluff charges and bears reacting with vocalization, huffing, popping their jaws, swatting the ground, these are all what we call defensive displays. And the bear is trying to tell us that that you're getting too close and that they would like you to back up and give them a little bit more space. So if we understand what the bear is trying to tell us and we take appropriate steps not to get into close contact with bears, then generally speaking, we can live and recreate in bear country very safely.
All right. Is there anything you want to add to any of this?
Bears are going to be entering hibernation pretty soon, generally speaking, by the end of October, beginning of November. They've entered their dens and they're going to be going for a long winter sleep. But it's still important to make sure that we don't have anything out that might prevent them from going to bed. So if bears do have access to good food sources, they may stay out of hibernation a little bit longer. So if we can really restrict any food sources in the community, then it's going to encourage the bears to go back go back to the forest to find their select a den site and sleep for the winter. I would also highly recommend that if anybody does have an encounter with a bear, to call the Bear Wise reporting line at 1-866-514-2327. It's really important to report these incidents to the MNR so that we have a good idea of what's going on the landscape and that we can make decisions based on incidents that have happened. So if anybody has seen a bear in the community, they've had a bear access something on their property, please give the Bear Wise reporting line a call, and we can address that.